number 91. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the science fiction and fantasy podcast by Jake Jackson. This week's tale explores the presence of the ancient and the new, and the coexistence of what might be termed the physical and the spiritual worlds. It's called Bodies. Every year, at this time, I return to this beautiful, painful place. The caves are not the highest in the mountains, but they float above the clouds. Their chalky red walls, etched with the drawings of my ancestors, entice me back with memories of bright sun and delicious cold air. It's not really a pilgrimage, but I feel compelled, like a muscle memory that requires exercise. So here I am, sitting just outside the entrance, gazing outwards, closing my eyes, allowing the air and the sun to play their contradictions across the flesh of my eyelids. Moments such as these prompt thoughts of the dual nature of the world, the knowledge of what can be known without seeing, what can be felt without being detected, and the dual nature of the body and the spirit. Behind me, I know the bones of my beloved parents lie comfortably in their tombs, two lozenges of stone crafted from the soft rock of this part of the mountain. And around them are the drawings scratched on the wide walls, stories told by their fellows, family, and their ancestors, portraying the events of a long life, their birth, their own parents, the conflicts of youth, their joining and unbounded love, the battles for survival in a world of terrible beauty. The earthy hues of the art retain their original vibrancy, hidden from the sun that entertains me when I return to pay homage to the creators of my own beautiful, painful life. My people trace their origins across the wild plains of America, up to Alaska, and across the Bering Strait into the lands of ancient Asia. We were rugged folk, striving for existence, gathering food and knowledge, living amongst and within the land. It's true, we competed against the wolves and the bears, but our numbers were not so great that we disturbed their own balance. Today is my special day. It takes me a long period of contemplation before I can tear my eyes from the delights of the skies, the roll of the mountains and the great clouds. Often I wonder if I fear to look inside the cave. If I don't peer into the quiet, dark corners, I will not see the shapes of my parents, or remember the peaceful acceptance of their fate. Perhaps I will simply see the story of their lives and wonder where they are. Perhaps they're out hunting or gathering water from the streams, foraging for leaves to give us shelter from the searing heat. Perhaps they're just a collection of dusty old bones. They could be both. Of course, I'm long familiar with the cycles of life, the passing of others in my family, the rituals of dreaming, of consulting the dead, waiting for signs of response in the rustling of trees, the shapes of the clouds, the tumble of scree from the feet of the mountain. I watch my brothers and sisters make bonds with others, grow their own cycles within the greater cycle, their own spirits within the great spirit. And while I remember them, I celebrate and mourn their lives, cherish and honour their love. In a moment, I will look back into the cave. It is strange that each time I return, I'm so compelled by the desire to see my parents that I rush to the mountain so swiftly I might fly, and yet, when the moment arrives, I cannot look in. Many times it has taken a whole turn of the sun just before twilight before I take courage and check back to see the resting place of my parents. So today, I hear a sound rustling behind me, a shuffle, and whispers that emerge from the darkness before they return to the rock. My curiosity defeats my fear, so I force myself to look in, just as the orange and purples of the distant mountains pull at the sky. But what are these? Two bundles have appeared by the place of my parents. Ah, I shake my head and my memory seems to fail me. Of course. Two babies lie, wrapped in simple cloth, their eyes flickering in the light, the long shadows of my entrance casting across them. I smile at them, these two tiny forms, next to two dead bodies, at opposite ends of life, and yet so similar. Impossible to tell male from female, nameless aimless, blameless. They simply exist in their moment, with the beauty and the pain of life between them, in a state of being, their spirits lively and squirming within, as though emerging from the rock and the earth to absorb the light of the world for their brief time above ground. They will have secret names, unknown to me, of course, as indeed do my parents, for these are concealed to all but those in the other world. They appear both here and there, the one waiting for the other, coexisting, joined by the endless thread of life and death. One of the babies makes a squeak like a cub. Wolf child, I speak gently into the gloom. The other is quieter, a baby bear. I smile at them. Looming cautiously across their tiny forms, I find water pricking up my eyes, running in tiny streams across my ancient cheeks, to fall across the foreheads of these two precious children. And so it is time. These children, my parents, the emerging and the ancient, they are, they were. The last light of the day withdraws from the cave, and I too must be gone. I am, and I was. Two people wait outside the cave, just a step down from the small entrance, the tiny fissure that hides itself from prying eyes, except for those who know by ancient tradition where to look. The sun is down. The mother looks at her bonded lover, the father of her newborn twins. Shall we go in? I can't bear to leave them any longer. They've gripped each other's hands for what seems like hours, both fearful of the ancestral ritual and grateful for the continuity it represents, for they are the last in a long line of proud folk. The father nods, and they make their way into the cave, each one lifting a baby, and with a furtive glance back to the soft graves of the ancient ones of their tribe, they leave the sacred place and wind their way back down the mountain. Did you see him? No, but I know he was there. Look. The father showed the wet forehead of the baby to the mother. And this one too. We are doubly blessed, in body and in spirit. Quite a different story this week. I'm still trying to find a rational narrative link between quantum theories of matter and the location of a spirit or the unconscious. It allows exploration of the essential self beyond the measurable definitive form of the human body and introduces uncertainty, probability and quantum entanglement as tools to think about belief and the after and before of a body that exists in a time-constricted form. If we don't look at something we think we know is there, there's a possibility that it isn't. If we pare back our perception of the living state to simple forms, perhaps we can see beyond the measured and the definite. It makes for good science fiction, especially when looking at family traditions, ancestor worship, and persistent belief in other realms. Anyway, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. This is Jake Jackson. See you next time. Goodbye.